Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, and I am on the air for the first time in a long time, actually, and I've been off the air so long that I didn't realize that looks like everything in my studio is completely destroyed. I don't have any of my music that I usually would play to open the show. Don't have any of my buffer music. I don't have any of my sound effects. And it doesn't look like anything else is working on my board. But the show must go on, and I am live. So I'm going to get through this as best as possible. Again, this is Chris with IMTN Worldwide Radio. Reason I've been off the air, my dad had cancer. And over the last 2 months, I was in New Jersey taking care of him at a hospital. He had major surgery a few weeks ago, but unfortunately, last Thursday, he passed away peacefully. And so I'm back in town now, and this first show in a long time is dedicated to him. I know he would want me to try to get back on track slow but sure, and so that is what I'm going to do. Now, tonight's show specifically is going to be sports. It's going to be some new shows coming along. The whole purpose of my show initially, because of my entertainment background, was to push and help promote and help give a voice to people who are in the industry who are new, per se, and also to interview those who are already in the know, magazine publishers, hot photographers, things of that nature. But I also started encapsulating different other venues, whether it be sports, current events, things of that nature. So there will be some of the new shows coming up as I get back on a regular pace. But tonight, sports. But tonight is a sports topic that is not so much about the game per se. Going to be talking about fans, and we're going to be talking about a particular city that for years has been basically doomed to be the city that nobody really cares about when it comes to sports, and that's the city of Atlanta. And tonight I want to talk about why that is. Why is there such apathy when it comes to the city of Atlanta? If you want to call in, the number is 646-652-4479. If you're online, it's blogtalkradio.com/IMTM. Worldwide, and almost accidentally shut the whole show down. I was saying IMTM Worldwide, and that way, if you're not available to call in, you can listen to the show online on your laptop or computer or tablet. I believe you can listen to it on your tablet. There is a chat room, and actually, let's see if I can get that working. And I am launching the chat room as we speak. So, again, that call-in number is 646-652-4479. Let me go ahead and speak on the actual topic in detail so people can kind of get an idea of what I'm talking about. Over the past 40 years, the Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta Braves, and the Atlanta Hawks have had interesting franchise histories. The Atlanta Hawks have never advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Atlanta Braves have won World Series despite having the most dominant starting pitcher in history at one point. The Atlanta Falcons, until recently, had never had back-to-back winning seasons. Yes, winning isn't something Atlanta as a whole is known for, immediate, as opposed to the New York Yankees, almost three decades worth of World Series rings. And excuse me for my voice, it's been a long day. The Green Bay Packers, who of course have championships, Chicago Bulls during the Jordan era, etc. But does that mean that fans have an excuse not to show up to games at all? What makes Atlanta so much different from Indiana? Pacers haven't won the NBA Finals. The Chicago Cubs still haven't won anything. They still get good crowds. They're at the stadium there, Wrigley Field, right? Cleveland Browns, always talked as an historic storied franchise, they haven't won anything. So what is it? It is Hotlanta, isn't it? Hotlanta would seem to be the best spot to be a sports fan. Great stadiums, great food, nightlife, and in the end, teams that are regularly in the mix year after year, right? I mean, until recently, the Falcons had a six-year streak going to the playoffs and winning games. Hawks have made the playoffs seven straight years. The Braves, till this year, have been okay. If you're a resident of Atlanta, if you've lived in Atlanta before, or you're a sports fan in general, what do you think about the city of Atlanta? Call in and give your thoughts, 646-652-4479. And now I'm just thinking about it, since I have no music, I can't even really take a break without having dead air. So this show is going to be very interesting as I try to go end to end. So let's see if I can do that. So hopefully we'll get some of the fans out there. I will mention, of course, some other topics. I am an Atlanta-based fan, so there was a game last night that was very interesting to the world. It was the Cleveland Cavaliers at home against the Atlanta Hawks, and if everybody actually believes the score, the Cavaliers really did get beat by 30-plus points, and if you saw the game live, as most of us did, it's very interesting how at the end of the game, how news organizations, commentators, so-called experts still have no belief that the Atlanta Hawks are a contender in the Eastern Conference. And just recently I saw that Charles Barkley, again, just overlooked them altogether as far as naming the top four teams in the East. And I'm like, if you're going by the records, you're not correct. And if you want to go by stats, you're again not correct. You know, if you want to go by the book, you have to use the Hawks as a contender, as a team that you have to pay attention to, as a team that is playing winning basketball and a team that is healthy. As I mentioned earlier in one of the fan pages on Facebook, the Hawks lost 180 games last year to injuries. When they weren't injured, they won. And they won often. When they were injured, they didn't win as much. They're healthy right now, and they can play pretty much anybody, and we're starting to see that now. The Warriors, their 16-game winning streak, they didn't play a lot of teams above 500 either. What's happened since they've been playing teams above 500 lately? I rest my case. So going back to the city of Atlanta, I used to live in Atlanta for a period of time. I used to go to Falcons games all the time, had season tickets via my brother, used to go to Hawks games, used to go to Braves games. And as a competitor and as a fan, a true fan, you know, I'm rooting for the team. And, of course, I can't help but notice that you have all these fans from all over the planet Earth and everybody else's colors other than Atlanta. And I know that Atlanta is a transient city. I know there's a lot of people who come from the north. It's cold, and they come down, and they're Yankee fans, and they're Bulls fans, and they're New York Knicks fans. Hopefully not this year, right? But you see Atlanta, whether it be the Omni or Phillips Arena or Fulton County or Turner Field or the Georgia Dome, and you just can't help but notice all these fans traveling, or fans that just decide to live there and put uniforms on when it seems necessary, right? But why can't you have it full of pure Atlanta fans? What is it? Because sometimes you have to look at it, okay, the team is not losing. you know, the team is not 3-13, or the team is not 20-60, you know. It can't be, you know, you can't hate the Oregon player at Phillips Arena that much not to come to a game. You know, the whole point of being a fan of a team is that you can't play like that, but you can admire and respect someone who can, and they happen to be in your hometown, on your home team, you should go and support them, have a good time. I mean, heck, when it gets down to it, go because you're going to have a good time. Phillips Arena has a lot of nice stuff going on during game night, and it's Atlanta, so you don't have no ugly people there necessarily, right? Especially if you're a guy, there's a lot of beautiful women in Atlanta. So what's the problem? You can't keep claiming poorness when you keep going out to the club, spending all the money that you do. So why can't you spend that money at Phillips? And those Jordans that you're getting, or the bottle of alcohol that you get every week, that could be a couple of game tickets for a nice lady friend, and you're at the game. On TV with 2 Chainz, what's the problem? You balling, what's the problem? See, again, I've noticed some of that today as far as, well, the reason I don't go is because of tickets, or the reason I don't go is because of distance. I'm like, get in the car and drive. What's the problem? Because Green Bay fans, you know, the team plays in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You know all those people don't live in Green Bay, don't you? See, that's what I don't get. See, you prioritize what you want to do. You'll travel from Decatur to, I don't know, North Atlanta somewhere. I can't remember. Alpharetta, to go to an event. You'll do that. And that's far, especially in traffic. But you won't go downtown Atlanta to go to a game. You won't take the MARTA train to go to a train. It dumps you right there in front of the stadium. That's an excuse to me. You're not really a fan at that point, if you're an Atlanta fan or any kind of a fan, right? And as far as, again, the money part of it, I mean, shoot, we're not talking about going to every game during the season. We're not even talking about getting a ticket package. We're just talking about pick a game and go once a month. $20 ticket. What's the harm in getting a $20 ticket? Think about the stuff that you spend $20 on every day. 646-652-4479. Why are Atlanta fans so apathetic when it comes to their teams? And right now I am pointing towards Atlanta Hawks Nation group on Facebook. They know I'm on the air, and I hadn't heard from any of them yet, so I'm going to call them out. I want to know from y'all who are listening, who are still awake. It's 11:30. I don't know why you're not awake right now, of course. But if you can call in, or if you can't call in, again, there's a chat room. Leave a note. Let me make sure there's nobody in there. My bad. Okay, there's no one in there. And again, this is a last-minute show, and I haven't been on the air in a while, so I was only able to kind of put it out there for a couple of hours prior to going on the air, and I didn't even really prep. I didn't know that I pretty much lost everything in regards to my usual setup. I got to kind of start all over again. So, again, I apologize. I don't have any music. I don't have a lot of things I usually would have on the show night, and it looks like a lot of stuff is not even working. I can't even do indicators to Facebook and Twitter from my studio, so I'm kind of upset about that, just noticing that all of a sudden. Again, if you're listening, call in 646-652-4479. I'm actually trying to figure out a way to have some buffer music, though, because I can't just have no buffer music at all. Let's see here. Would I get in trouble if I, let's see, I don't want to get sued by anybody. You know, people get sued all the time. How about the Rondo trade? Let's get into that, because I did mention that I would kind of delve into a few other subjects, and that was a recent one. Oh, wow. What is that, America? Y'all can't hear that, but I can hear it, so it helps me out a little bit. I might turn it up later, but I don't want to get sued. Rajon Rondo, Boston Celtics, is now a Dallas Maverick. How does that change the Western Conference to have a league leader in assists, a walking triple-double, go to a team with Monte Ellis and Dirk Nowitzki and Chandler Parsons? See, I almost forgot about Chandler. See, the Dallas Mavericks did a deal that was almost impossible to do. They got an A1 player and didn't barely give up anything. And it just proves, if anything, they are trying to win now. They're trying to give Dirk the best opportunity to win another ring before he retires in 2 more years, because he signed that 3-year contract. They got Chandler Parsons, paid him a lot of money. They got Monte Ellis, and it looks like they got him wrapped up. You know, so barring injuries, they have as much a shot as any, as long as they get into the playoffs. Now, as far as where they fall, as far as their seed goes, 1-8, they'll be in there somewhere. But in a series, that's where it's going to count. And will a team, if Monte Ellis continues to play like he has been playing, I'll be one to admit, I never expected this out of him. You know, I expected Milwaukee Monte Ellis, right? So this Ellis, this Monte Ellis is definitely surprising me. Maybe it's the Dirk Nowitzki influence a little bit. Maybe it's the fact that he's been convinced that he really needs to play better to have a chance to win a ring. Because think about how many years some players have been in the league and better than Monte Ellis, for that matter, and never won a ring, right? Vince Carter comes to mind, right? Karl Malone comes to mind, second leader scorer in NBA history. So you can play 15, 20 years in the NBA and still not even get to an NBA final, much less win a championship. And, you know, Dirk, like I say, he has won, but he's still playing as if he wants to win one. And I'm going to segue that real quickly into LeBron James, since we're talking about that Cavs-Hawks game. And that game, again, shows me and proves what I said was right during the summer. I did an article and basically mentioned how – hold on one moment. Let me see if I can do this at the same time and not lose my thought. I mentioned that I don't believe LeBron James is going to win another ring. I'm going to let that sink in for a second. Sorry about that, technical difficulty. LeBron James has two rings. He's been to four championships in a row. He's been to five in total. I believe he's pretty much done. As far as his motivations, he doesn't have anything that he has to work for anymore. I don't believe he needs to win on the basis of he wants to come back to the Cavalier country just to kind of show that, you know, they can have a chance of winning one because they still haven't won one as a franchise either, right? I believe it's a safety net for him to go back there and never have no real expectations as long as they're in the mix. And he's cool. And too many games this year. They've lost 10 games, y'all. They have lost 10 games, okay, and not look good in any of those losses at the end of the day. So to continue to tout them like Charles Barkley as if they're a contender, they don't play defense. They've never played any defense. And they're not going to play any better defense because of the two new players that they got. And they have no bench. So why keep putting them as a contender just because Bron is on there? Bron has been on a few teams now. You know what I'm saying? Just think about it. If you look at it in the long, you know, this might be it. Now, the other part of this is LeBron James has signed a one-year contract with the option for the second. He could opt out still. And I joke today, he could be on Dallas next year if they got enough money. But LeBron James has ruined two franchises, and he's on the verge of ruining the third. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I look at, this whole legacy thing and stuff like that. And I don't got no respect for LeBron James. I never really thought that much of him. Yeah, he can do this, do that. But winning is winning is winning is all important. He ain't did it. He hasn't done it in any kind of a proper way. And you just can't give nobody no respect. Now, if you're a young cat and you don't care about all that kind of stuff, you think LeBron James is the greatest player ever. If you're an old school cat, we all know what the truth is of that, right? If he was real, he should have stayed with the Cavs the first time around and brought them to the promised land. And he could have did it. He could have stayed. They went to a finals the year before he quit the Cavs. You see what I'm saying? It would have happened, you know. So my whole deal is with that, now that you have this shift again a little bit, what is LeBron going to do? Because, again, Kevin Love ain't playing defense no time soon. Neither is Kyrie. He barely wants to pass the ball as it is. You see what I'm saying? And then if he gets shut down, like it happened Wednesday night, and another part of that is, what if one of those three guys get hurt? What's going to happen? It's going to be ugly before it gets pretty in Cavalier land. So I had to segue to that. Getting back to the city of the ATL. And again, to call into the show, I got the Eagles playing in the background. Y'all know y'all can't hear it, but I'm not trying to get sued. 646-652-4479 is the number. Why is the city of Atlanta in the dirty South, such an apathetic city when it comes to the sports teams there. Remember, we used to have a hockey team there, and they used to get a great draw. Who's that guy, Danny Heatley we had? I think we had some guy named Hossa, too. That's crazy. I remember all that, right? You know, so, but why is the Braves? We had John Smoltz at a certain time, and Tom Glavine, Steve Avery. Now, yes, those teams drew. The Tomahawk Chop was strong back in the day now, at least at one period of time in Atlanta sports history where they definitely got some fan love, you know, and then the division titles year after year after year, you know. But, again, eventually that waned because you weren't getting to no World Series, right? And then getting knocked in the first round don't help, you know. And then for the same reason, you can't hit in the postseason. You see that? And again, that can't be faulted that much. However, you still want fans to show up. Because like I said, you got teams that have been bad forever, and they still – Baltimore haven't been all that hot, but they filled up that stadium. It's a nice stadium too, isn't it? So that's what I'm talking about, the Falcons. Now, yeah, the Falcons have been bad sometimes, really bad. But you still have prime time, right? And for a franchise that never went back-to-back years until, you know, about 6 years ago, that's kind of embarrassing. But still, they've had some really great legendary players at the end of the day. And you would think that would still be a cause, man, let's go to a game, you know, let's go. Let's go have a good time. Maybe they'll win. The same thing with the Hawks. Hawks had Dominique forever. Now, the Omni was always rocking. There was no problem. Dominique era was here. But after that, yeah, it was pretty bad. We all know. Don't want to speak on names. Weiss. Right? But still, you've had other NBA teams worse, and they'd be filled up. Week after week after week. So I'd like to know what your opinions are as a fan. 646-652-4479. Let me check the chat room real quick. Now that I do that, I'm going to do a little advertising. Be sure to visit my website, www.imtmworldwide.com. You'll see a lot of the work I've done in the past in regards to the entertainment industry, which there will be a little bit of a resurgence in 2015. As I mentioned, I took a year off to help my dad specifically, and now that my dad is no longer here, of course, my time is going to change a little bit. So be looking out for some new work, new projects coming up. Also, on the consulting side, on the business side, definitely if you're a person that is trying to put themselves in a better position in their life, whether it be on the employment side, whether it be on the investment side, give me a call, 706-393-8426. There are options that you deserve to at least take a look at. There's a reason I was able to take a year off and do nothing but take care of my dad. Who out there could take a year off right now and not worry about it? Not many. You know what I'm saying? So there's ways to do things and ways to put yourself in a better position and give you a chance to do things that you need to do or want to do, and I can help you with that. So if you'd like to call, ask me some questions, you can do so, 706-393-8426. So back to the show, 646-652-4479 is the number to call in. We're talking about the city of Atlanta and why there is so much apathy in the city when it comes to sports. When it comes to the teams there, when it comes to showing up, when it comes to rooting for the team, when it comes to just putting on the team colors. I mentioned that earlier when I asked everybody to, you know, kind of start bucking up when it comes to going to games. If you live in the city of Atlanta, where you live 50 miles or less, what's the problem? And then what's the problem of wearing something Atlanta Hawk related when you get there, so that when ESPN does decide to put us on TV, whenever that once in a year moment is, like Wednesday night, it looks like there's some Atlanta Hawk fans there, right? I don't want it to be like it's Houston Rockets. I don't want it to be like it's the Pelicans, you know, the Wizards, I almost said Bullets, right? It needs to be Atlanta Hawks. It needs to be obvious that they're in Phillips Arena. There's Harry the Hawk. There's that stupid organ music. You see what I'm saying? It needs to be like that because we have a team that warrants that right now more than ever before. This is a team we should have had last year, but they were hurt. Al was gone for the year, right? And then everybody almost got hurt at least once during the season. And then you had other players who were just bad. AR, right? So this year we have pretty much the same team. We have a few additions there in Atlanta, Bazemore, Seth Alosha. We have, you know, our younger guys haven't gotten a lot of playing time. But this team is very dynamic. It's very dangerous because of the system, the Spurs system East, as ESPN put it. Coach Bud is doing a fabulous job of putting things together and implementing them. And the team wants to win. This is, again, this is why I say the East are a contender. They want to do this. And they're not just doing it just because. And what I'm looking at is I want to see the fans be able to appreciate this because you never know. You might not get it again. Winning the NBA championship is not easy. Miami Heat have three in their franchise history now, and they may never win one again. Dwayne Wade is going to retire soon. They don't have nothing. They're not going to ever have any real draft picks, y'all. Miami Heat are pretty much done. Stick a fork in them. Especially with Toronto and the Wizards and the Hawks and, well, I don't want to say Charlotte anymore. Teams coming on, you know, coming back, right? And then, of course, you got the Western Conference. So, why can't Atlanta, with this great team, the excitement of what the Hawks are right now, why can't they get sellouts? Why can't it be a guaranteed sellout? Why can't there be a threat of a blackout? You see what I'm saying? Never should have blackouts. I mean, you should always have a threat of blackouts, I should say, because of a sellout. I don't know how that works. I can't remember. I'm tired. Anyway, you should always have it to where people need to be standing in line. My brother and I went to Brooklyn. While my brother was visiting a few weeks ago, we went to Brooklyn to watch the Atlanta Hawks play the Brooklyn Nets. When we get there to the stadium, it's raining outside. It's cold and it is raining, and there is a line to see the Brooklyn Nets. And that place was packed. As boring as the game was, it was packed. It was packed all the way up to the end of the game for the most part. People didn't leave and get up and go, even though the Hawks were blowing out the Nets by 15 to 20 points. They were still watching ISO Joe do his ISO thing, okay? See, that's why I couldn't. And everybody was in Brooklyn Nets attire. What is Atlanta going to do to change that? We're going to talk about that later in the week. In the meantime, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. I have about 90 seconds, so I'm going to close out the show for tonight. Thank you for calling in. Oh, of course, you have a person that is trying to call in, but it's too late, unfortunately, because the show is over. What's going to happen is hopefully later this weekend I'm going to try to do another show. I don't know if I'm going to follow up on this Atlanta apathy topic. We'll find out. I'm going to probably talk about more sports, more Atlanta Hawk basketball, see what the Atlanta Falcons are going to do. But in the meantime, next time, just make sure you tune in, blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide. Always have that call-in number available, 646-652-4479. Of course, you can visit my website, www.imtnworldwide.com. And, of course, as the commercial mentioned earlier, if you need some help either on the entertainment or the business side, you can call 706-393-8426. In the meantime, y'all take care. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care. Peace.